Chapter 6. Don't click like. The idea that communication with other people is particularly important for humans is not new. The Greek philosopher Aristotle said that man is a social animal by nature. But we have only recently discovered the truth of Aristotle's comments by using modern science. Neuroscientists, scientists who study how the human brain works, are now able to use special machines called PET scanners to see how different parts of people's brains are working while they are thinking. The neuroscientists made a very interesting discovery. They wanted to find out about what the brain did when it was not thinking about a particular job or problem. Of course, brains do not ever think about nothing. There is always some sort of brain activity going on. The neuroscientists discovered that during these times, the brain always focuses on other people, yourself, or both. So, even when our brains are not focusing on a particular problem or situation, they are still thinking about social life. We can see this in our normal lives. When people are bored, they usually think about their own social life. This research proves the importance of social connections for human mental health. When we lose social connection with other people, the neuroscientists found that this affects the same parts of the brain that are affected by physical pain, the pain you experience in your body. In one experiment, they found that the drugs for physical pain you can buy in a store reduced social pain as well as physical pain. Research and scientific discoveries about how the brain works are very important for understanding digital minimalism. The complicated brain networks, which neuroscientists have discovered, change slowly during millions of years in situations where people met face-to-face in small social groups. However, during the past 20 years, technology has made people's social networks much larger, with many more people and much less local, with people from all over the world. Nowadays, people communicate using short text messages and clicks to show that they like something. This kind of communication gives a lot less information than people who lived before the year 2000 would expect to receive. How does the use of digital media affect our psychological health? The research results are mixed. Some researchers find that using social media has bad effects. For example, feeling lonely and having worse physical health. However, other researchers argue that social media, when used correctly, make people happier and healthier. So, we cannot say that using social media will always make us unhappy. The real problem is that social media can distract people from connecting with other people in the real world. In other words, the more time you use social media, the less time you spend communicating with people face-to-face. This is why people who use social media a lot are much more likely to be lonely and sad. The benefits you get from posting on a friend's wall or liking their latest photo on Instagram are small, much smaller than the benefits you would have gotten from spending time with the same friend in real life. As one researcher has said, we need to worry when the sound of a voice or a cup of coffee with a friend is replaced with likes on a post. The idea that communicating in the real world is more valuable than communicating online is not surprising. Our brains developed during a period when the only communication available was face-to-face. Face-to-face communication makes our brains notice things like the expressions on people's faces, their body language, and how they are speaking. For example, quietly, loudly, slowly, quickly. This is why real-world conversations are more valuable than digital ones. Why do people choose online communication rather than face-to-face? One possible answer is that online is both easier and faster than old-fashioned conversation. Humans naturally prefer choices which require less work. So, for example, we text someone instead of calling them on the phone, or we like a picture of a friend's new baby instead of visiting them. There are other reasons, too. Because we humans need strongly to connect with other people, it is difficult to stop ourselves from checking a phone in the middle of a conversation with a friend or bath time with a child. Finally, many of these digital tools are designed to be addictive. Online communication has other dangers. Social media can make us feel that we are not part of a group or that we are not good enough. It can also make us angry or cause us to behave badly. An expert in the effects of technology, Professor Sherry Turkle, has explained the difference between connection, the word she uses to define our online social communication, and conversation, people speaking to each other in the real world. Turkle thinks that nowadays there is not enough real conversation. She gives the example of middle school students who find it difficult to understand what other people mean while they are speaking. This is because they have not had much practice in reading the expressions on people's faces. Another example she gives is of young office workers who use email because they are scared of having face-to-face conversations which they have not been able to plan and organize. Turkle is a real digital minimalist. She believes that we need to use technology in a better way, and not that we have to stop using it completely. She writes that her ideas are not anti-technology. Instead, they are pro-conversation. Turkle believes that it is possible to solve the problem by finding more time in your life for real conversation. I am not sure that this is enough. I believe that we need to change how we use digital tools like social media and texting. If we do not do this, her idea of finding more time for conversation will not work. This is a conversation-focused communication philosophy. In the rest of this chapter, I will explain how it works. Many people think that conversation and connection are two different ways of doing the same thing. They both help us to communicate with our friends. People who believe this think you should use all the tools you can to support the important relationships in your life. These tools include face-to-face talking, as well as clicking the like heart on a friend's Instagram post. The philosophy of conversation-focused communication is stricter than this. It says that conversation is the only way of communicating that can really help you to support a relationship. This conversation can be a face-to-face meeting, a video chat, or a phone call. But a real conversation does have to have extra ways of communicating without using words. For example, how you are speaking or the expressions on your face. Social media, email, text, and instant messaging are not real conversations. They are only connections. If you decide to follow the conversation-focused communication philosophy, you will sometimes decide you need to keep your social media accounts. But you will lose the habit of regularly looking at social media during the day, adding likes and short comments, or posting your own personal news. Because of this, there is no reason why you should keep these apps on your phone. Instead, it is much better to keep them only on your computer. Similarly, you will still use text messaging. If you follow the philosophy, you can still use it to arrange social events or to ask people quick questions. But you will no longer have nonstop text conversations with your friends during the day. The philosophy does not mean you have to stop using digital technology. Technology can help you to arrange the date and time of a real conversation. For example, if you suddenly have a free afternoon, sending some text messages will help you to find a friend who can join you for a walk. Similarly, you can find out from social media that an old friend is in town so that you can arrange to have dinner with her. Another benefit of technology is that it helps us to communicate with people in other parts of the world. When my sister was living in Japan, we would regularly speak on FaceTime. It was easy to do this whenever we wanted to. At any other time in human history, people would think that this was amazing. Of course, conversation-focused communication will mean that you have to lose some things. If you follow the philosophy, you will probably reduce the number of people with whom you communicate. Real conversation takes time, so the number of people with whom you can have a real conversation is smaller than the total number of people you can follow, retweet, like, or contact on social media. At first, you will seem to have fewer friends. However, this will not matter in the end. Real conversation gives us what we need as humans. Connection seems good while we are doing it, but it does not give us much of what we need.